Training Camp is here live at the NovaCare Complex, and we're here every week with the Eagles Live Podcast. Hi, everyone. I'm Eagles Insider Dave Spadaro, and it's exciting times with the Philadelphia Eagles. The full team reports to the NovaCare Complex on Wednesday with the first full team workout of the 10-10-10 variety on Thursday. Of course, the team will be in pads for the first time on Saturday at Lincoln Financial Field, and you are invited. The open to the public practice begins at 10 a.m., so make sure you are there. Meanwhile, the Eagles have high expectations for 2017 after a 7-9 2016 season that just didn't seem all that great. Really good start, 3-0 in September, and an encouraging finish, winning the last two games against the Giants and the Cowboys. But in between, the Eagles really struggled. Now they've got some very high hopes, and why not? The Eagles added key pieces in the offseason, including wide receivers Alshon Jeffrey and Torrey Smith, running back LeGarrette Blount, defensive tackle Tim Jernigan, and number one draft pick Derek Barnett. What's next for this team? Here is head coach Doug Peterson, exclusively one-on-one. Doug, you're here at training camp, and it's still early. I mean, we all know that. Long way to go here. What is the theme here at training camp for you?
The theme's got to be, and I'm going to talk to the team about this ownership and owning your job, coaches and players, and, the responsibility that we each have to win football games. And we're not satisfied with 7-9, obviously. We can definitely build on the last, 2 weeks of the regular season last year and what we did in the offseason. We've got some new faces on this team, and it's a matter of, everybody gelling together, bringing it all together. Obviously, it starts with myself and how I message the football team and, get these guys on the same page.
How do you feel about the offense? A lot of additions there. Makeover at wide receiver, a big 250-pound running back, which we have not seen in Philadelphia for so long. In the big picture, how does that group look?
I'm excited. I'm excited to see this group, again, when we get into pads and some of these games in preseason. I'm excited for Carson going into year two, the confidence that he brings to the offense and the table. Alshon, any of the guys you've mentioned, Torrey and LeGarrette. And then on defense, to see Tim Jernigan, Patrick Robinson, some of these free agents we brought in to see how well they can impact our team. And, that's the main focus is we are a team and we got to bring all that together in order to win games.
Is it fair to say that cornerback is a position that really has a lot of new faces, a lot to prove?
I think it is. I think even going back to last year, we weren't satisfied the way the performance of that group. We got some young, talented players that I think are going to get a lot of reps in camp. And with the addition of Patrick Robinson helps and bolsters that spot. And Rasul Douglas is going to help us there. And Jalen Mills is coming in. We get Ron Brooks back. So, it's exciting to watch that group compete. It's going to be exciting to watch them compete. If we can help that group, we can, whether it be by scheme or by adding more talent, we'll do that. But at the same time, these guys are going to get a lot of opportunity in camp.
You really want to keep this positive around here, don't you?
You have to. You have to be positive. And, that's the only way I know to go about my business is to be positive, stay upbeat. I bring a lot of energy every day and create the atmosphere where the guys enjoy coming to work.
Doug, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
As it is the second season with Peterson at the helm, it's also the second year in Philadelphia for quarterback Carson Wentz. And yes, a year has made a world of difference. Wentz knows he is the starting quarterback, whereas last year at this time, he was a newcomer, the number one draft pick, and third on the quarterback depth chart. All of that has changed.
Just for me mentally, the way I approach it, it's not so much of a whirlwind. This summer I was just like chomping at the bit to get back here. Last summer I was just trying to breathe, because it was just a whirlwind off season. So mentally I'm just in a way better place. I come in and kind of know what to expect, know the routine and everything. So for me mentally, it's been a lot better.
As part of his offseason, Wentz had his wide receiver group out to Fargo, North Dakota to build some chemistry on and off the field. It was a visit that included some football and some fun.
We went to the lake. Some of you might have saw Shelton on the paddleboard, couldn't stand up. Just some different things when we were at the lake, having fun. A couple of the guys were on jet skis that hadn't even been on jet skis before, just having a blast. And if anything, they were fish out of the water on the golf course, most of them. I'd never seen so many swings and misses, but it was kind of a disaster with eight guys. It took us about 4.5 hours to play a best ball scramble. But we had some fun, and it was really good to get that bonding time, both on the field and off the field.
I'm head coach Doug Peterson.
Touchdown, Eagles!
And you're listening to the Eagles Live Podcast with Dave Spadaro.
Training camp will really kick into high gear over the weekend and then into next week as the Eagles prepare for their preseason opener at Green Bay on August 10th. We're not going to know about this team until September and the regular season, no doubt. But that doesn't mean observers don't feel like they know what this team is all about. And that brings us to the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles. Merrill Reese thinks this team is going places. Merrill Reese, the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles. It's training camp, and although it's early, there certainly seems to be a lot of excitement about this team. What are your thoughts early in camp, and what are your major storylines?
Dave, I have been excited since the end of last season, and as the offseason went on, I became more and more excited. What I like about this team is they took a weakness and turned it seemingly into a strength, and I'm talking about the wide receiver position principally. For last year, I think that most people will agree, if you were evaluating talent, you'd say they were a marginal group. This year, they got the number one free agent available wide receiver in Alshon Jeffrey, who can be a force. They got a great speed receiver in Torrey Smith, and then you add a Jordan Matthews into that slot, and I think you have something very, very special. And then, of course, there are rookies who have come in, and we'll see how the whole thing shakes out ultimately. But again, it's taking a weakness and turning it into a strength. And then you have the second year of the very talented and exciting quarterback Carson Wentz, who did amazing things, I think, for a rookie last year, and never lost his poise and grew as the season went on. Had his obstacles that he had to fight his way through, but he did battle, and he came out on an up note, came out healthy. He's going into his second year, and he doesn't look like a second-year quarterback. He looks like a veteran.
The name you didn't mention at wide receiver, former first-round pick Nelson Agholor, had a good spring. Do you buy what he did in the spring, Merrill? What do you need to see from him in the summer?
Well, Nelson's a great young man. He really is. He's a character guy. I like him a lot. I think he fought the ball last year. There was a time where he had the football version of what you would refer to in golf as the yips, where he seemed to be fighting the ball. He seemed to have lost his confidence. Towards the end of the season, you could see him relax a little more, start to make some plays. He's a talent. And what happens this year remains to be seen. But the talent is there. If he can get the mental part of this game right, if he can go out there and continue to progress and play with a degree of confidence, there's no reason why he can't play and play successfully in this league.
Merrill, do you recall an Eagles receiver ever kind of coming back from that mental block over the years? I can't remember a guy who kind of went into the tank last year, as Nelson did, basically was sidelined for a game to get his mental part of his game together. To get that back is very difficult.
Well, it might be, but I've seen people have it in other sports. I've seen people have it in other positions, and I've seen them overcome it. I've seen quarterbacks who have lost their confidence and throw the ball all over the place. They lose the rhythm, and yet somehow or other they're able to work their way back into a groove. So it's a little more obvious when it's a wide receiver out there at the center of the field and the spotlight is on him. I think it can be done. I have no doubt that it can be done.
What are your areas of concern with this football team? What do you want to see in training camp from those areas?
The number one area of concern that I think all of us would believe, based on what we saw last year, was the play of the cornerbacks. I think that is going to be helped with increased pressure from the defensive line. That's where they went in the draft, with Derek Barnett. He is was a prolific college pass rusher, and everybody in this organization believes they can translate that into success in the NFL. I think that Vinny Curry is going to have a much better season. I think he's fully healthy now, and I think that he can put pressure on from whichever side they decide to use him at. They've beefed up the defensive line. I spoke with Bo Allen today, and Bo Allen told me he feels great, that he feels very much recovered from the injury that ended his season last year. They added Tim Jernigan. They added Chris Long. There's some depth on that defensive line. I think the defensive line is going to make the corners better. Now you have some young corners. You have Rasul Douglas. I'm anxious to see how he does. I don't expect Sidney Jones to be a contributor this season, or at least not anytime early in this season. I think that Jalen Mills is a guy who has the right mindset to be a corner. He has a short memory. Many years ago, Herman Edwards, when he was a player before a coach, told me that a cornerback has to have a gunfighter's mentality. He has to be able to put everything out of his mind and focus on that one play. And I think Jalen Mills has that. He can get beaten, and they all get beaten, but then he lines up, and that's long in the past, and he goes out there and challenges people.
You know, Merle, you mentioned Vinnie Curry, and I would put him in the same category as Nelson from the confidence standpoint, from the mental approach standpoint, and from the X factor standpoint. If the Eagles can get both of those players back on track, a first round pick, a second round pick, boy, what a huge addition that would be to both the offense and defense.
Absolutely. I don't think it's a confidence matter as much with Vinnie Curry as it was with Nelson Aguilar, who really started to struggle emotionally out there on the field, fighting the ball. We saw him fighting the ball. That's not the same thing with a defensive end, but for whatever reason, he was never 100%. He was never the Vinnie Curry that we had seen in the past, but I think that that's there, and I think he's healthy and he's fit, and I think he'll be productive.
Merle, in the backfield, the Eagles all of a sudden have a power running back, and you and I spoke about this way back in the spring, and I asked you who was the last power running back the Eagles had, and the name that you came up with was Keith Byers. And boy, it's been, and I didn't think Keith was really a power back in the NFL. I've not seen a running back like LeGarrette. I've never seen a dimension in Philadelphia like LeGarrette Blount. Your expectations of him and the addition that he can make to this offense?
Well, what he can do is make short yardage almost automatic. I think it's a good offensive line. I think this offensive line will be a plus for this team. And I think when you have a back like LeGarrette Blount, he will provide that tremendous power. I think Deuce Staley was a back who had some power too and some bulk. But LeGarrette Blount is the definition of a power running back. He will mow people over. And I think that if you can make your team third and one almost automatic, you don't have to resort to trickery or play action where you can just say, hey, it's third and short, go get us the yard. And that conversion rate is way up there, better than 40%. I think you'll be a good team.
Merle, is the NFC East there for the taking?
Oh, I think it is. I think the Cowboys are the team that came off the greatest season last year, that 13-3 record, but they've got their problems. And I am not sold on the Dallas defense at all. And I don't know what's going to happen with Ezekiel Elliott. He had an amazing rookie year, and Dak Prescott repeating that's going to be very tough. And already there's some controversy surrounding their great receiver Dez Bryant, that he was late reporting. You can't have all these little things in the way. They cloud a team's path to achieving what you want to achieve.
Giants, Redskins?
Certainly not the Redskins. They do not have a happy Kirk Cousins. He feels that they have not given him the respect that he deserves. That doesn't mean that he's going to try any less, and certainly he's still going to make plenty of money as a franchise player, but he's maybe someplace else a year from now. And they've lost some players. They've lost the player who's been a pain in the neck to the Eagles since he left the Eagles, and in DeSean Jackson. So I do not think the Redskins are a team to, yeah, you worry about everybody, but I don't think they are the team to beat. The Giants have a lot of pluses, and they've done some good things, and McAdoo is a good coach, and Eli Manning is a quarterback who never seems to get hurt. He's out there week after week after week. So everybody will be tough. There are no givens in the NFC East, but I think the Eagles can stand shoulder to shoulder with the other three, and maybe in the end emerge as the best team in the NFC East.
It's such a long ways away, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It is. But I believe that this team is going to be playing beyond December 31st.
Merle Reese, as always, you're great.
My pleasure.
That will do it for this edition of the Eagles Live Podcast. Thanks to Brian Thomas for his work putting it all together, and thanks to you for joining in. Remember, the team practices on Saturday morning, 10 o'clock at Lincoln Financial Field, so come on down and have some fun and get a look at the team in full pads for the first time. I'm Eagles Insider Dave Spadaro, hoping you all have a great Eagles Day.